Secretary's understood to be meeting with lawyers to exonerate the 700 branch managers as soon as possible. One of Rishi Sunak's top team insists they intend to move very quickly to resolve the issue. But former Justice Secretary Robert Buckland says it may not be as simple as that.
In an ideal world, resourcing the Court of Appeal, giving resources to all the mechanisms to speed up the process would be an answer. But my worry is that, of course, each case will need an individual sift. It will need to be looked at carefully, and that will take a long time.
A murder investigation's been launched after a man was stabbed to death at a train station in southwest London last night. The victim, who's believed to be in his 20s, was found at Strawberry Hill Station just before midnight. People who are trapped in abusive relationships will be given cash to help them escape. From the end of this month, victims can apply for a grant of up to £500 to get to safety. The junior doctor's strike in England is over. It ended earlier this morning after 6 days of action, which caused thousands of hospital appointments to be cancelled. The Health Secretary says she now hopes the British Medical Association is serious about reaching an agreement. But Dr. Vivek Trivedi from the BMA hopes no more action is needed.
The ball is completely within the government's court. I hope that they serve it back to us so that we can bring this dispute to an end once and for all.
Under a new law in South Korea, it'll be illegal to sell or produce dog meat from 2027. It's rarely eaten now, though. And Lindsay Lohan was reunited with an on-screen mentor at the premiere of the new Mean Girls movie. She joined the film's writer Tina Fey on the pink carpet. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right now, the top temperature today is 3 degrees, sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Lovely and sunny here in Brentwood, looks gorgeous. So a little bit of sunshine, but it is feeling pretty cold, going down to about -1 overnight. So make sure you wrap up warm. Tomorrow will be slightly warmer. It should be a sunny day at 5 degrees. And as we get to Thursday and Friday, temperatures going up to about 7 degrees. And again, staying dry with some sunshine.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, if you missed the Golden Globes last night, I don't think you missed that much, really. There was an awful thing to camera with Kevin Costner. I can't remember the other girl's name, but she was in Barbie, which is an actress. But it was just painful. I watched a little bit of it, so I had to turn it off. Because they were doing like a comedy thing, you know, being funny, but it wasn't funny. And you could see the celebrities in the background kind of like, I think Joaquin Phoenix was in the background sort of just doing that kind of thing. It was just painful. It must be a long old evening as well, especially most celebrities probably don't eat anything while they're there, and you've got a lot of egos in the room. It must be pretty horrific to go along to that evening. I don't know. It just was awful. I think the best presenter that ever did it, and we were talking about him yesterday, was Ricky Gervais, because that was jaw-droppingly good, absolutely mocking the celebrities and, you know, saying you've got no right to sit there and tell any of us how to live your lives. We don't want a speech when you come up to collect your award, go and sit down and beep 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 up, I think he said, something along those lines, which did make me you sort of sit there and watch Ricky Gervais through your fingers, don't you? But that's what they need, I think, on shows like that. It just made it a little bit more humorous, but it was a bit creepy crawly last night, and just, you know, I don't know. I think people have gone off awards ceremonies. I think they need to be a lot quicker, sharper, and, you know, put together a little bit better, I think. And then people might get interested. But maybe it's just a thing that people are not interested in those kind of awards anymore, except people who are in that industry. Going to kick off with some Coldplay. This is Clocks, and you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM between 10 and 1 weekdays.
Let's go out in a candy Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Beauty.
a quick little teaser for you. Now, I've just seen this, and see if you can think of what the right answer is. So, the picture is this. There is a swimming pool on top of a truck. The truck is moving. There is also a diving board. So, a person on a diving board, swimming pool on the top of a truck, and the truck is moving. If the person jumps up into the air to dive into the water, do they sort of stay in midair and the truck moves off? Or do they go straight into the pool? Have a little think about that. So, it's a truck with a swimming pool, a diving board and a person. It's going along at 50 mile an hour, say. The person on the diving board jumps into the swimming pool, which is on, they're on a moving vehicle. Do they jump into the swimming pool, or when they jump, do they end up midair and the vehicle moving away from them? I'll let you know the answer after the ads.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I gave you a little quiz before we went to the news. So, as I just mentioned, you're on a truck. On top of the truck, there's a swimming pool, and there is a diving board, and you're standing on it. If you jump off and the truck is going at 50 mile an hour, do you land in the pool or do you jump and end up in midair? Well, I wasn't too sure, actually, but it's hard to believe, but everything on the planet is consistently in motion along with the Earth's rotation. So if you were to jump, you would land in the pool. You wouldn't just float off into the air, you would land in the pool. We just don't feel it due to the laws of inertia. I've seen that they've done a little test thing. Somebody is bouncing up and down on a trampoline and they're going along about 20 mile an hour and they're just going up and down on the trampoline. I didn't know that. Maybe I should have done, I don't know. But there you go. You learn something new every day. Here's Oliver Dean and Leon Bridges with The Hardest Part.
Call me up to meet you, static on the phone. Normally I need you, this time I don't wanna go. Lately I've been growing into someone you don't know. You had the chance to love her, but apparently you don't. No, you don't. So even if I could, would it go back where we started? I know you're still waiting, wondering where my heart is. Praying things won't change, but the hardest part is you're realizing maybe I ain't the same. And what you're waiting for ain't there no more anyway.
Me deep under her spell. Her opinions would define me, but this time I made some for myself. Cause lately I've been certain there's no further to go. Yeah, she had the chance to love me, but apparently she don't. No, she don't. So even if I could, would it go back where we started? I know you're still waiting, wondering.
Kevin and Joanne around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. And someone said you was asking after me, but I know your best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bald, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that. She said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be a regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Let's have some more new music on the show. I think I will go with Adam Wed. This is called Pink Dinosaurs, and it's out now.
Remember the night when all of time stood still? Nothing on earth had felt so goddamn real. Driving a 20 in a 60 zone. Doing my best to safely get you home. And then you ask me, why do some people hurt? I said, I don't know, no need to be afraid. I don't know much these days. The times I hold out shame. Hobbling down to the farm for another day, with the sheep and the goats on the swings, you have a play. If I could bottle this up and keep it forever, I would. Picnic adventures in your neighborhood. And then you ask me, why do some people hurt? Questions right before you sleep. We're doing our best to meet your every need. At times we're not okay, but this life is what we make. Just like your mother, you're dancing around the room.
My boy like your father, they sing to a different tune. Tomorrow morning you wake me up at 5. We'll make porridge faces with bananas for the eyes.
And hugging to you.
I love local radio.
And hugging to you.
I love local radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I like local radio.
We all talk a different language.
talking in defense. Say it loud. Say it loud. Come on.
Is the London Hospice Choir with The Living Years.
Don't you wait till it's too late. Say love.
Right, coming up next, let's get some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, there was a bit of congestion on the M25 Brook Street roundabout. Let's see if that's any better. Yes, it is. So now you can travel down the M25 in both directions to Lakeside and back through to the Brook Street roundabout with no problems. But as you come off Brook Street roundabout, the A1023, London Road at Spittle Lane has some temporary traffic lights, which is clogging up the area a little bit. So if you want to get to somewhere like the Ongar Road, then go down Wigglybush Lane. Don't go down Weald Park Way because that's flooded. All the way down Wigglybush Lane, then turn right at the end, which is Weald Road, and that will take you eventually to Ongar Road. The A1023 coming down from about Brook Road down is also very busy to Maskells Lane as well, just to be aware. If you're heading up towards Wilson's Corner, very busy in all directions at the moment as well. And the A12 is running pretty smoothly, no problems there. You'll get more traffic and travel in an hour. Oh, it's getting nice and warm in the studio. What's it like where you are? Are you feeling cold today? It's a little bit, it's not too bad because, what's going on here? I can't even see the light on this thing. What's going on? I don't know. Can you hear me now? I don't know. The microphone's spinning around. Let me have a look. I don't know where it's got this big, great big, let me get that. There we go. That's better. It's got a great big microphone cover on it. I don't like it. Get rid of that. Oh, I've got a bit itchy. Do you ever get that? If I'm itching, does that make you itch? If I'm saying my head's itching, does that make you feel like you're itching as well? I don't know. Sometimes it does, doesn't it? It makes you want to itch too. You sort of get a bit itchy and scratchy. Yeah. I've got some nice nails at the moment. Can you hear? They need to be... I'm going to have those lopped off, I think, in a while. In the next week or two. And, a friend of mine just said about why don't I rent my house out? And I think that's quite a good idea, actually. I've got a lot of stuff, though. This is the problem. I've got a lot of stuff everywhere. So I'm trying to go through, as I said yesterday, and only did a little bit yesterday, but I need to get home today and, get on with the project of getting stuff rid of. Mainly from my wardrobe, actually. That's absolutely full up with stuff. And just get rid of it. And I feel so much better. Also, there's stuff in all the cupboards. I might do the kitchen when I get back. It's not the most important thing to do because I'll be doing things out of order. But at least if I get everything out and go, no, don't want that, going to keep that, going to do that, going to put that there. Maybe. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I don't know. You've got to set a project and kind of work on it, haven't you? Because I've got to get everything ready to be able to do that. You see, if I want to rent the house out, I've got to get everything ready to get to that point of renting the house out. So, and there's quite a lot. The loft, don't even go into the loft. Do you know what? The loft is chock-a-block with full of stuff everywhere. Everywhere. It's just stuff that's been collected along the years. So that's another thing I just have to I have to go up there. Why it's not spider time as well, because I hate spiders. Grab a box, bring it down the really rickety old the ladder without dropping it on my head, go through it and then get rid of it. I can do it. It can be done. I might need somebody to come and give me a hand to get the boxes down maybe, and then I can go through them maybe a couple at a time and just go, right, get rid of that, get rid of that, get rid of that. It's just a tidy house. It's a tidy mind. That's what I heard anyway.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. I hope you're doing all right, 'cause I know what it feels like. Time was my bad, my mistake. Hold my hands up, I was wrong. You show love in every single way. Was in my palm and threw it all away. Hold my hands up, I was wrong.
send a radio message from HQ. Dad's commander, we love you. Let's get this party started right, y'all. Let's get this party started right. I went to the store to get more fire to start the war. Everybody in this club is whack. I feel like I'm headed straight for a heart attack. Girls are pretty, girls are nice. Take your chances, roll the dice. Take your chances, it would be awesome.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Tiny, tiny.
Churches with God. Oh, gorgeous bit of sunshine out there in Brentwood, which is always good. I might go for that. Do you know what? Who wants to come out for a walk? Anybody out there? If Francesca, if you're listening. make sure you message me before just turning up, because last time you turned up was already halfway home. I fancy a little walk, but it's very cold. I haven't got any gloves or my scarf, but I think a nice little walk for 20 minutes might do me good. But, you know, put me in the... I feel quite energised now. I've got a little plan in my head. Things I need to do. Now, New Jersey, twins were born on New Year's but won't share the same birthday or the same year. Coincidentally, the elder sibling shares his birthday with his dad, also born on New Year's Eve. Oh, this is amazing. Ezra was born at 11:48 p.m. on New Year's Eve, and then his brother, Ezekiel, was born 40 minutes later at 12:28 on New Year's Day. The brothers were born at a hospital in South Jersey, and the parents were thrilled. Parents, even Billy, are thrilled that their boys are healthy and will have a great birthday story to tell. Well, they will, because they're born on different days in different years. That's amazing. I love that. And they look so cute as well, twins. Oh, I think we do. I think there are twins in our family somewhere, not in my immediate family, but I think there was a case of a couple of people didn't. I don't think they went full term, unfortunately. It's quite sad, but of twins. But I always wanted to be a twin. I don't know why. I pretended once when I was a kid to be a twin. I was staying at my sister's. She left home when she was about 16, and I was only probably about 8 or 7 at the time. My sister Denise, and I went to see her because I think it might have been about 10 by the time I went to see her. So she was about 18 or 20. And there was loads of kids where she lived, and I was upstairs, and I said, oh, and they said, what's your name? I said, Michelle. They said, oh, you're here on your own. And I just lied and immediately went, no, I'm here with my twin sister, who's called, I can't remember, I think called, Ashley, that was it, Ashley is my sister. And I went, well, where is she? So she's indoors. So I ran indoors and basically changed all my clothes, then came out and went, hi, I'm Ashley. And they went, oh, hi, Ashley. And I don't know why I did it. I don't know why I did it. And then I pretended for the whole day that I was a twin. I said, oh, I don't know where Michelle's gone. And they, I think they kind of believed me. And then they started saying, well, where is she? Why aren't she out? I said, oh, no, you know. And I think I stayed there for about a week. So I think they probably found out that I was completely lying. I don't know why I did that. There was no reason for me to have done that whatsoever. But, yeah, I don't know why I even thought about that story. To be fair, but it just came into my head. What a maniac. I love singing this song. I especially love it when nobody does any of the actions and you're standing there like a right Wally going, come on everybody, and they're just looking at you like, you know, I want to go home. Here's the Jacksons who Blame It on the Boogie. Just can't take her eyes off.
got the
sunshine,
yeah,
moonlight, good times,
good times. Don't you blame it,
sunshine.
You just got the
moonlight,
you just wanna
good times,
yeah. Oh, blame it on yourself,
sunshine.
Ain't nobody's fault, but you're on top of that boogie.
Sunshine.
All night long, you're on top of that boogie.
Sunshine.
Ain't nobody's fault, but you're on top of that boogie.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This